my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Last night was college graduation, and today they're packing up. They're getting their cars ready. They're going to the airports. The tour groups, we have four of them out this summer. They're flying. They're going all out and to serve God. And it's a happy day around here for them. They're finished for all the month of May and June and July and August, and the end of August they come back. It's going to be a great day. We're in Joshua 24 today. The Blood Wash Band, the men sing for us right now. Thank God for it.
We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If his precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sin, that makes you a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed land. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach the goal. For the battle's almost over, we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, singing praises to the captain of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. Bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Blood-washed band.
Well, this is an exciting day. 1978, 38 years ago. Is that 38 years ago? I think it is. We had six men. We flew them out to New Jersey after church on a Sunday night. And they went and we bought five buses in New Jersey. And those are the day before cell phones. I think it was in St. Louis. They were coming across country. They had one bolt fell off of a radiator, went through the radiator. So they just sort of fixed it on the road, kept going. But they got lost from one another in St. Louis, all those roads and freeways going. So they had to pull over, and every one of them had to call, all five said, call the office. Now, here's where I'm at. We had to figure out where they are, and we had to call them back and say, okay, let's all have you all meet over here. And it was just an amazing thing. But they got home on Sunday night. We were singing, and somebody yelled out, the buses are coming. We had that 1 acre and cars all over the place, and all five buses pulled in. We put hands together and stood around those buses and dedicated them to God. They ran for 20 years and did a great job. Then also in 1983, Leroy Gabbard, he was a big builder in our church building. He got saved here just a few years before that, and he passed away of a heart attack. And I was over in Nevada with the men of the church just getting ready to walk in to the Harrah's Auto Club to see all the cars. And they said, Jack Treiber, please come to the phone. I had to go right back home, but I thank God for that. Faithful friend, we'll have the trio sing for us right now. Then we're in Joshua chapter 24. God tells us you're going to have to make a choice. how to serve him. Here's the great psalm by the Felix, the faithful friend.
When the hurt goes deeper than the deepest place your heart has ever known, when you're standing in your darkest trial and it seems you're standing all alone, when the tears fall down like bitter rain and you're wondering if the sun will shine again. In the midst of disappointment, look around, you'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valley, shining light upon the lily by the way. Picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart has stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you experience, I found a faithful friend. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than any brother ever can. When the ones that you have trusted prove untrue, on him you can never fail or let you down, and his love will help your broken heart to mend. So pick up the broken pieces and turn around, you'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through my darkest valley, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart has stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end,
this week I've enjoyed our Bible study together. We're talking about serving Jesus. Serve him with humility of heart. Secondly, serve him with a fervent spirit. Thirdly, serve him with gladness. And today, chapter 24, verse 15, make a choice to serve God. If it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, here's Joshua coming to the end, and he said, I've made a choice. I'm going to serve God to the day I die. Could you make that choice? Our church is a strong church because so many have stayed so many years and they've died in the ministry. They've died serving God. I think of Brother Milo Florendo that 40 years ago on this past Monday or Tuesday, they started, he and Brother Jakob, the Filipino ministry. And those two laymen started it. Milo's with the Lord now. His wife comes as a widow, sweet, sweet little lady. And Brother Jakob and his wife sit in the second row, sat there for since 1978, I believe, just always down in the front, and as an usher down there. And he just serves God, and his family sits there, his grandkids sit there. You know, they've just been faithful, and they made a choice. I believe I may be mistaken. This in 45 years, Brother Jakob's been here. He went home to the Philippines one Sunday for his dad's burial, and then he took a family vacation. But I believe now I'm probably wrong, but I believe he's missed two Sundays in 45 years. He just works a job. He's up in age now, young looking. All got all his hair. He's a handsome man. His wife's a sweet lady. And they're in their 80s, but they're just so faithful serving God. And that's what you're going to have to determine. We've got bus workers that have been here. You know, we got three in their 80s. They've been bus captains for 40-some years. We've got drivers that have driven 35, 40 years. We've got choir members that have been in the choir all the 45 years and more, 47 years, whatever. We've got people that are so faithful. And many that were in that area passed away, and somebody else was in that area. Now they've risen up to lead that same area. You know, if you're going to serve God, make a choice. I think about America. Every year I go back to the same churches and I'll say, where's Brother So-and-so this year? Years ago, I was preaching in the East Coast, and there was a man that was a successful businessman. He had a store, he had a deli, and every year we'd go from the airport to the deli, the pastor, he and I, they'd meet me, and they'd go, and they'd always make me a deli sandwich. It was great, and it was wonderful. And then I saw him, he came in late one year, and the next year he didn't come to the airport. And the next year I said, where's, and I called him by his name. He goes, well, he left our church. And he and his wife looks like they're going to get a divorce. And, you know, that's not the way you want to do it, child of God. I've got a man in my church. He is such a good man, just a godly man. He comes to soul winning. He comes to a prayer meeting every Saturday night. He's in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, the choir. But that man lives with a broken, broken heart, with his marriage, with his children, with all of it. But he just loves God. Why don't you make a choice, regardless what your wife does, regardless what your husband does, regardless what your children do, that I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One more day, and that's tomorrow. Our Father, we thank you so much for our listeners. God, help us to make a choice. Lord, I made a choice to come and give 50 years of my life here, and I've given those 50 and beyond. And I pray that you'd bless every listener. Help them make good choices about their area of ministry and stay with it a lifetime until they pass away and die in the ministry. Bless our listeners this day. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.